Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well on this Tuesday. Let's start this morning, Mike, with the story in the paper about and includes an update on the owners of Prestige Limousine filing court documents in response to the lawsuit we've been talking about.
Correct. That's right. Yeah, attorneys for Prestige Limo claim the deaths in October's devastating limousine wreck in Schoharie could have been caused by anything from an act of God to an unidentified third party or the passengers themselves failing to wear seat belts before the crash. It's kind of the boilerplate response people in legal circles would expect from lawyers defending a company like this in this type of a situation. But the suggestion of the victims that are blamed will probably outrage a lot of people beyond the plaintiff's surviving families, friends, and loved ones. It is going to be a long time before we know exactly what caused that limousine to crash. It's been a closely guarded secret by the state police, who don't even want to publicly disclose it to the NTSB, who are also investigating the crash. By the time this civil case makes its way to court, or any civil cases make their way to court, we'll probably have a really clear understanding from the state police about what they think caused the crash.
From there, let's talk a little bit about how the U.S. House investigation into President Trump and his administration is reaching into New York. Political gadflies, the Times Union writes, Michael Caputo and Randy Credico are among the operatives they're seeking information from.
Yeah, Randy Credico and Michael Caputo are probably not household names to many New Yorkers or Americans, but they could be on their way into the spotlight in this widespread U.S. House of Representatives investigation of the Trump administration. Both men are among the people the House wants documents from about their potential probe of misconduct by President Trump. Caputo, who famously ran Carl Paladino's race for governor in 2012, has been asked about the 2016 meeting between Trump's inner circle and a Russian lawyer. And Credico, who's sort of like a political prankster and a radio host, has connections to Roger Stone, the political operative recently charged in connection with Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference, or alleged Russian interference, in the last presidential election.
Finally, Schenectady's mayor is threatening to sue, I see. Hey, Mike, fellow Democrats on the city council, if they block his bid to ask the state legislature to eliminate a city judgeship. This is an interesting story.
Yeah, Schenectady city government has been under the control of Democrats since 2003. You know, stuff does boil to the surface, intra-party infighting, and Mayor McCarthy is threatening to sue the city council if they try to block his attempt to downsize the number of city court judges over there from 4 to 3. The State Court Office of Court Administration has demanded that McCarthy build more court space for the cramped city court chambers and office space, and he doesn't want to do that. The expense of court space is the only real cost that local governments have for to run the court system, and he wants to avoid the expense and says he doesn't actually need the fourth judge, so he doesn't need to build the space. But the city council thinks they need four judges, and those high-paying judgeships can be political plums for politically connected lawyers. So the city council, which has lots of people they want to keep happy, does not want to eliminate those positions.
We've been talking with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Great. Thanks, Dave. See you later.